Alright, next up we have a returning champ, though he hasn't been on the recording before. Coming to the stage, we got Sean Boyle of the blog Lessons for Avery. These are letters to his heretofore unborn, unconceived, we think, child. Although you did just get married, right, Sean?
Yeah, so people are already asking if there's like an actual baby already. But there is not.
Only a mental baby.
So don't panic. Alright. The world's okay for now. Thank you, Eric. This post is titled Significant Math. I figured it fits Nerdalogs. Math is pretty nerdy, although I suck at it. But I did try doing a little bit of math, and I hope it's correct. If anyone has a problem with the math, you can post a very angry review about how stupid I am. So it starts off, Hi, Avery. It has been a while since I wrote you. But I've been busy trying to learn about the universe that we live in. It's kind of a strange place, but in time, the oddness of most things living can be understood with the right amount of patience and a pursuit of truth. That being said, I'm excited to witness your childhood as you go on this natural process of discovery in your own terms. Like, I'm curious what will happen the first time you see a hawk soaring above a distant tree line. At first, you may be amazed by the sheer grace of flight. And then the next time, you may wonder, what does it eat and where does it sleep? And finally, the third time, you might ask, what species of hawk is that? I believe our curiosity functions exactly like the same evolutionary process that created our kind. I often think of these ideas when people say things like, it's a small world, or what a coincidence. And I think maybe we want to believe in the idea that something, anything, and or everything can be that special. But I must admit, Avery, I don't think it's that special. And the thought of being a father makes me wonder if that will be my own next evolutionary step in my life. For now, let me explain my current day logic on this. You see, the modern human being is at most 200,000 years young. And living in a universe that is probably 14 billion years old, that calculates the significance of our species to being about a 10 millionth of a percentile when compared to the overall existence of the universe. Also, I've been sexually active for about 16 years. So that equals a total 5,680 days of orgasmic existence. Now, let's just assume I have managed 1.5 orgasms a day in that period. That then equals 8,760 orgasms. I demand a round of applause. I try. If we multiply that by 70 million sperm per ejaculation, which is the average for my age range, that's where you come in, my perfect, beautiful, and amazing 1.25,000th of a percentile. I suspect this can come off as being dark and cynical, but this math proves an important point, and it's an empowering fact that you have no control over the biological and geological tethers of your existence. And you can always treat these factors as just that, scientific data. Avery, be warned that our culture will trivialize these factors as being significant in of themselves. But the secret they don't want you to know is that you don't actually have to love your biological parents unless they earn it. Who, how, and where you are created is not in your own hands. And I urge you to give credit to those who do the work instead of the ones that figuratively do nothing more than flip a switch. So I'm ready to earn it, Avery. And most importantly, I'm excited for the challenge. It's time for you to transcend being the figment of my imagination and become the next clump of self-aware molecules. And you should be excited too, because the universe is amazing and mysterious, and it's also your home. The end. Just as a quick footnote, this is very much an homage to stepfathers, adopted parents, of the like. I had a great stepfather that I had dinner with tonight, and I feel very proud to speak that way on behalf of parents. And, you know, DNA is bullshit.
Sean Boyle, everybody. That's at is that a blog spot or a Tumblr, Sean?
It's lessonsforavy.com. It is a Tumblr, but I have the URL. And there's a thing where you can ask Avery a question, and I'll playfully think of a comical response. And I have photos, and I try to be a little goofy on the blog.
That's legit. Lessonsforavy.com, everybody. Thank you very much, Sean.